And Kathy Dawes now, along with Patrick Birch, Anti-Terrorism Awareness Month. And Patrick is a Fort Riley anti-terrorism officer. And just time for an update with recognition of this month. U.S. Army designated August as Anti-Terrorism Month in an effort to encourage soldiers, family members, and civilians throughout the community to be vigilant and observant and be prepared to report suspicious activity to military, police, or local law enforcement. And I know, Patrick, we've had you on before, but I think it's a good reminder for everybody. What is Anti-Terrorism Awareness Month?
Well, good morning, Kathy. Well, once again, because terrorism is such an enduring threat to our nation and the Army decided that it wanted to designate a month where it could focus its efforts on educating the community about topics that are related to terrorism. And we try to focus those topics on how to keep our families secure, how to keep ourselves safe, as well as report suspicious activity that we might see. So really, the Anti-Terrorism Awareness Month, it's all about being vigilant, really. That's its bottom line.
And when we talk about that, why should we be concerned if we're not part of the military or we're traveling to countries where there have been attacks? Why do we need to be, just as average citizens, need to be aware of this?
Well, unfortunately, it's the world that we live in today. A lot of the terrorist threats that we face, we see that they're willing to attack us anywhere at any time. Groups like ISIS are constantly seeking to inspire their supporters to go out and conduct an attack when it's convenient for that supporter to do so. I mean, if you look at the last couple of years, I mean, we've seen attacks in nightclubs and tourist destinations. We've seen them in public transportation hubs as well as our concerts, churches, and malls. And, they'll also try to target the military whenever that will work for them. So it's very important to realize that the terrorist threat it's an anywhere threat. It's an anytime type of threat. So it's an international threat. It's a domestic threat to us. And it's going to show up with little or no warning, and that's why staying vigilant and observing what's going on around us is so important.
You know, it's interesting as you mentioned that in all the different locations where these things can happen. When I first started here 16 years ago, it was shortly after 9/11, and I remember that things were really locked down on post. I mean, I think we always recognize military as a place where you need to be vigilant, but as you pointed out, you really need to be vigilant everywhere anymore, quite honestly. If you could explain to the Army's iWatch program, and I guess there's a motto there too, if you want to share that.
Well, yeah, the Army's iWatch program started back in 2010. The Army decided that they wanted to have a program that mirrored the successful Neighborhood Watch program that was out in some of the civilian communities. And basically, the See Something, Say Something part of that has two pieces. There's an active element and there's a passive element. That passive element is where we educate our members about how to recognize suspicious activity. They're able to observe their surroundings, and when they see something, then that active piece comes in. That's where they know where to go to report it and what they need to report. Once again, our communities are integrated. Our soldiers and family members live throughout the Fort Riley area and the Cayman listening area, and that's why we want to empower them to be able to recognize this activity and report it, because it not only keeps them safe, but it helps keeps the communities around Fort Riley safe as well.
Now, when you say see something, say something, if we're all going to be vigilant, what is it we're looking for? What is it we need to see that we need to report on?
Well, Kathy, this is a very good question. One of the basic rules that I try to stress to folks is when you're out and about and you're going about your life, if you see something that's kind of out of the norm, it doesn't really fit for what you normally see, then that's probably where you need to start observing a little bit more. So as an example, if you are out with your family and you're in a venue where, people are eating, they're visiting, they're talking back and forth to one another, and you see somebody kind of come into that area or that space and they're not engaged in that activity, they seem like they're observing the crowd, they're trying to watch how the crowd moves and what it's doing, that would be something that you would want to key in on and alert local authorities to it, so they could check it out, see if there's something to it.
And, sometimes I think we fear that we're going to be embarrassed, if you report something ends up being nothing, but better safe than sorry is another old motto that I always kind of fall back on when it comes to cases like that. So, now, if we have concerns or suspicions, what do we need to do?
Well, I think the first thing is to just realize is if you think it's out of the norm, then it's probably out of the norm. Once again, another one of the rules that I have is if it doesn't look right or feel right, it's probably not right. So just report what you see. get a hold of local law enforcement, let them know as quickly as possible. That way they can possibly get an officer to respond into that area. Maybe they'll be able to get there in time to identify that individual and make contact with you so they can get the information they need to follow up on that incident.
And what if I'm not sure I should report it? What all do I need to be prepared to report even when the time comes?
Well, one of the things I like to stress is sometimes people have a tendency to explain things away. Unfortunately, the war on terror, if we can still use that term, has been going on for a while, and we've kind of become accustomed to seeing the things that we see day to day. You know, unfortunately, it's kind of the new norm. So people have this tendency to explain things away. They don't want to seem like they're being paranoid. What I tell people is don't make that mistake. Just report what you see. You know, try not to figure out if it's suspicious or in a threatening way or if it's just benign. Just report what you see and let the authorities come in and investigate that and let them make that determination, because that's what they're trained to do and that's what they're there to do.
Other than seeing something, saying something, I mean, what should we do to protect ourselves? And we're talking here, of course, about our families, our homes, our workplaces, whatever the case may be.
Well, as I stated earlier, vigilance is the key. Knowing what is going in and on and around your area is very important. There's some very simple steps, though, that we can take on an individual basis. I mean, for example, just simply locking your doors on your home and the windows on your home when you leave is a very simple thing to do. You know, using lights on the outside of your house when you're there. You know, even in the world we live in, I'm going to stress a little bit of information security here, is like when you go to throw documents away, shred it, okay? So simple things that we do, they're all common sense, and if we take those steps, we can protect ourselves, and that has the ability of overflowing and protecting our communities as a whole.
Now, should there be an emergency, and whether it be a terrorist attack or whatever, what are some of the basic things every person should be prepared to do?
Well, I think one of the first things we need to do is we need to be mentally prepared that it can happen. As I said earlier, these things can happen suddenly and without warning. If you take a little bit of time to mentally prepare and think about where you're going and what you're going to be doing, that can oftentimes get you started on the right track if you have to respond if something does happen. Some of the things that you want to think about is, say, if you're out with your family, is have a place to go. You know, tell your family members, if something happens, we're all going to go here if we get separated. Have a way or a means of reaching out and establishing communication if you get separated. It's a good idea, you know, if there's a couple cell phones, make sure that you're kind of like in the old buddy teams. Make sure you're next to somebody that's going to have that means of communication. When it comes to like natural disasters, one of the things we stress is like have a kit. You know, have that good old-fashioned kit where you've got clothes and medicine and the food and the water that you need to take care of yourself for about 3 days. The other thing too on that is have things in there for children and pets as well if you have those. And that's about really what I can say on that point.
So just really need to plan ahead.
Yes, that's so important. The mental preparation, being vigilant, thinking about what may happen, and just being prepared for it is very important.
And it's interesting you say that, because in my time of covering actually some of the natural disasters or different things that come up, just had an instance yesterday here locally, but with chlorine, I mean, it helps to know, be ahead and know kind of how to handle those things. And I'm sure that works also with emergency crews and just the average citizen out there. How important is it to know our communities, our surroundings? I mean, we need to, sometimes we just kind of go blindly to work, don't really pay attention, don't really look around. We really probably do need to be more aware.
Yes, you know, having good relationships with your neighbors is very important. Having those friendly relationships, because oftentimes neighbors will see things. And if you're engaged with your neighbors and you begin to talk, sometimes you might realize that, hey, we probably ought to report what we've been seeing in our neighborhood to local authorities. It could be criminal activity. It may be something related to terrorism. You just don't know. But if you collectively are seeing the same thing or a couple of things, a couple of indicators, you're going to realize it, and then you're going to reach out and you're going to let the authorities know. The other thing is when you do that, is you're helping keep that community safe. You're keeping that neighborhood safe. and you're looking after one another. And that looking after one another aspect comes in, like if you do have a natural disaster, knowing your neighbors and looking out for each other is how we get through these things.
And, you know, it's interesting. I think we are probably more socially connected than we ever have been with a lot of, but when some of those things go down in a case of say, terrorism or a natural disaster, and there's other ways you have to just figure out how to contact each other and let each other know. How can we learn more about anti-terrorism? What can we do? That kind of thing.
Well, during the month of August, we're going to do a media campaign. We'll be putting things out on social media, out on the websites and the newspapers. We'll be coming to radio shows like yours, Kathy, and talking about AT Awareness Month. But I could also stress that even outside of the month of August, you can go to a couple web pages I'd like to point out. One is www.riley.army.mil. If you go to our webpage there and you look in the lower left-hand corner, you're going to see this word iWatch. And if you click on that link, it's going to take you to my iWatch page. And you would see phone numbers and email addresses there where you can report suspicious activity to if you see it. The other thing that is on this webpage is I put brochures up, things like home and family safety tips, how to keep good security on your information, how to recognize suspicious activity. So I put brochures and pamphlets up so folks can come in and they can download those, they can review them, and that information is there for them on a 365-day basis. Another website that you could possibly go to is www.myarmyonesource.com. This is another public website where the Army puts information related to iWatch and anti-terrorism, where family members, community members can go, they can review it, they can download it also there. And use it for their consumption.
Very good. Before we wrap up today, Patrick, anything else you're wanting to emphasize? A lot of good information here, I think, for our folks.
Well, I'd like to just briefly touch on social media. I know in our society today, everybody's using some form of social media. It's very important, and I would like to stress to them, is that watch what you post on social media. Social media is the billboard of our lives. And sometimes people out there that have bad intentions, they're just looking for us to put something out there that they can use. So I just would recommend that folks make sure they're not putting out anything that would lead to like identity theft or indicate when they could be targeted for criminal activity or even worse. So please be careful what you do on social media. Be ambiguous. Always think about when I put it out there, it's out there. And it may not be something you want out there.
You know, even I know a lot of people are even fearful of putting children's pictures, too prominently. And I just came off of a wedding last weekend, and you're always a little nervous about even that anymore. It's kind of sad in a way, but you do need to be very careful. So,
yep.
Well, thanks again to Patrick Birch for stopping by, Fort Riley Anti-Terrorism Officer, and of course, again, August Anti-Terrorism Awareness Month, just a few weeks away. Take a break. Jared Tremblay with Transportation Planning Analyst, Flint Hills Metropolitan Planning Organization, will be joining us next, and you're listening to In Focus.
KMAN's Morning News is brought to you by ESB Financial, member FDIC.